Welcome to the Real Estate Gene Podcast. Thank you for joining me. Today, I want to talk about a hot topic. And that hot topic is, I'm getting a lot of clients calling me going, I want to find that perfect house before I list my house. So what I want to tell you about today is I want to tell you about the pitfalls and options to where you actually can pull that off. And so listen, I've got a new agent. Her name is Michelle. And we do a lot of coaching and new agents, bringing them up on the team and really helping them. And I actually learned something from her. So she calls me and she says, I'm going to do this. I want to write an offer first. We don't even have their house on the market, but they got to have this house. And I'm like, no way, no how. You are not going to get consideration. It's not going to happen. There's going to be multiple offers on this house because it's in a good area. And with those multiple offers, with you not even having your house on the market, you're going to get pushed to the side. And she says, okay. So she goes in and she rushes to get their house on the market. And they do. Well, they still want to write once their house is on the market. However, it's still not under contract, which still puts them at a disadvantage. Well, Michelle plays an awesome role and gives them 2 or 3 days leeway, talks to the agent, finds out the seller's situation. And in that 2 or 3 days, you're not going to believe this, man. She pulls it off. She gets an offer on the listing. They accept it. Their offer that was already submitted, she changed the parameters on it where we can go ahead and put a close date in. And the reason she could put a close date in was beforehand, you can't put a close date if you don't have a contract on the other. So you're kind of just guessing, which is one of those disadvantages I was telling you about. But she was able to change it. Once she changed it with that time she bought, she was able to pull it off. Here's the deal. This is totally situational. And what I mean by that was she was listing a house in a hot market. She was also buying a house in a hot market. So there's a lot of moving parts that are going on each way. But what she did was she communicated with the other agent. She communicated with her clients and she made sure that the lines were open. She made sure she had all the documentation for her clients as far as pre-approvals, readiness. She even went as far as to send a love letter to the folks that she offered. And the love letter said, that sounds funny, love letter. But the love letter was basically a picture of the family, why they were moving, and just information about who they are. So she humanized that offer, which was huge. So once you humanize an offer and you don't make it all about numbers, then people are more understanding about your situation. So the reason I wanted to talk about Michelle today is I'm one of these hardcore old school agents that you got to do it the right way in the exact right line or it's not going to work. Well, different markets dictate different things and different situations dictate different things. So with her being able to pull it off, you know, we were talking, I coach her every Tuesday and it's funny. I just looked at her and said, well, sometimes the teacher gets taught and that's awesome. And what's awesome about her is she's got 5 contracts and she's only been in the business three months. So, you know, it's really cool to be able to coach agents and see success immediately. So, but back to what I was talking about. So when I say it's situational, what I mean is if you got hot houses and hot markets, you can pretty much in a seller's market dictate how fast you're going to get an offer and how fast things are going to move. If you have your house ready, you price it right, you've got all your documentation in line. And in addition to the documentation, you open those lines of communication and make it kind of a battle plan or a success plan between you, the other agent, the sellers, the buyers. Bring all those things together. Don't just send an offer and go here and hope for the best. And this is my client situation. Just let me know. That's not the attitude to have. The attitude is collaborate, come together, work together. And you can actually pull that off. So while as a seasoned agent, I did advise against writing an offer before another house was under contract, in this instance and the way she navigated it, it worked. So I just want to tell you in this podcast, it can work, but you've got to have all those pieces together and all those things working. Now, look, if you're trying to do that and you're selling a house that's maybe it's really rural with acreage and it's a unique property and your buyer pool is small, then I wouldn't advise that because your average days on market and your market absorption in an area like that is, you know, 30 to 90 days. But if you're talking about a house in Alabaster and a house in Helena and your average days on market, if you get it right, is less than 10, then there's a great chance that you can pull both of those timelines together and have a successful transaction and meet your goals, even if you're doing it from the book side backwards. But it just requires a professional and it requires that you do it the right way. So I wanted to share that with you and I wanted to let you know everything is situational. But if you've got a good agent and you've got somebody that's seasoned and you've got somebody that's open-minded and they're willing to work versus just do your basics, that's where the money's at. So today I'm telling you, totally against the real estate world and what real estate education is, you can plan to get a house before you sell yours. You just got to make the timelines right and you got to collab and do it the right way.